welcome to worship on this week, beginning the 21st of February. In the week just past, we had Shrove Tuesday and Ash Wednesday, that being the beginning of Lent, as Christians for the next 40 days take that journey towards Easter. You're very welcome as you join us for worship this morning, wherever you are, whether you're listening on the telephone or you're watching online. We do continue to welcome those from the congregation of St John's Onthank in Kilmarnock, where I'm currently interim moderator, and it's good to have you with us as well. We prepare to worship God together. Come together to be God's people. Come together and be yourselves. Bring to God your joys and struggles. Bring to God your hopes and fears. Come together to be God's people and let us worship the living God. Amen.
This morning is Psalm 25 verses 1 to 10. Psalm 25 of David. In you, Lord my God, I put my trust. I trust in you. Do not let me be put to shame, nor let my enemies triumph over me. No one who hopes in you will ever be put to shame, but shame will come on those who are treacherous without cause. Show me your ways, Lord. Teach me your paths. Guide me in your truth and teach me, for you are God, my Saviour, and my hope is in you all day long. Remember, Lord, your great mercy and love, for they are from of old. Do not remember the sins of my youth and my rebellious ways. According to your love, remember me, for you, Lord, are good. Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore, he instructs sinners in his ways. He guides the humble in what is right and teaches them his way. All the ways of the Lord are loving and faithful toward those who keep the demands of his covenant. The gospel reading this morning is taken from Mark chapter 1, verses 9 to 15. The baptism and testing of Jesus. At that time, Jesus came from Nazareth in Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. Just as Jesus was coming up out of the water, he saw heaven being torn open and the Spirit descending on him like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, whom I love. With you I am well pleased." At once the Spirit sent him out into the wilderness, and he was in the wilderness 40 days, being tempted by Satan. He was with the wild animals, and angels attended him. Jesus announces the good news. After John was put in prison, Jesus went into Galilee, proclaiming the good news of God. "The time has come," he said. "The kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe the good news." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
It's always very special to receive kind and complimentary words from someone else, something that affirms and encourages us and sets us on our journey again. We all have the ability to share those kind of words one with another. It's with words of affirmation that we find Jesus in the opening of our New Testament reading today. Jesus has been baptized in the Jordan, and the voice from heaven is heard clearly saying, "You are my Son, whom I love. With you I am well pleased." And those words for Jesus must have been special in that moment, but perhaps even more so as his journey through life and ministry would lead him towards Jerusalem, towards the cross, the grave, the resurrection. And as that reading continues this morning, we find that it is the Spirit who sends Jesus into the desert. Jesus doesn't choose to go to the desert. He is sent there. I wonder why. Why does the Spirit send Jesus to the desert? What needs to happen in that desert place to Jesus? Wilderness happens. Maybe for us, not that literal wilderness of being sent out to a desert place, but wilderness comes to us in the guise of a devastating pandemic, a frightening hospital stay, a broken relationship, the loss of faith. The wilderness comes into our experience unbidden and unwelcome. And sometimes it is God's Spirit who drives us there. But does that mean that God wills for bad things to happen to us? That God wants us to suffer? No, it doesn't. Does it mean that God's ready to teach us, to shape us, to redeem us, even during the most difficult and turbulent and wilderness periods of our lives. Yes, it does. God can turn those wilderness times into something precious and something holy. For Jesus, that wilderness time was a long time, 40 days and 40 nights, we are told. It's hard for us to perhaps even imagine what Jesus went through. The physical experience of being in that wilderness, hungry and alone, tempted and taunted. Why doesn't this end? Why aren't my prayers being answered? Where is God? Were those questions that Jesus answered in the wilderness, I wonder? But you see, the truth was that although Jesus was in that wilderness, he was not abandoned in it. For we are told that angels attended him. Even in the shadow of starvation, even in the wild wilderness of the desert place, God was present, or God's agents were present, bringing love and care. Even in the grimmest places, God abides. And somehow, without reason or explanation, help does come. Rest comes and solace comes. I think the problem for us is sometimes when we hear the word angel, our minds are immediately taken to the angels of our nativity plays, all dressed in white with halos of silver tinsel. But maybe we need to think more deeply about what that word angel means. It means a messenger. So what do angels look like? One writer has said, I wonder what Jesus' angels looked like. Did they appear as winged creatures from heaven? As comforting breezes across the sun-scorched hills, as a trickle of water for his parched throat, as the swirl of constellations on a clear, cloudless night. And as we think of how those angels appeared to Jesus, I wonder what your angels look like. Do you recognise them when they show up? When they come to be God's messenger to you? And do you experience that voice of God saying to you, you are beloved, my child. You are mine. I don't know how you choose to mark Lent in your own journey of faith. For some of us, it will be the choice to give up something, whether that's a physical thing like eating chocolate or whatever, or whether it's a choice to give up spending time watching so much television to make more space to be alone and to be thoughtful and to be present to God in our lives. For some people, Lent is about taking up a practice. I mentioned before the idea of choosing as you go for a walk daily to take some time in that walk to pray or to reflect on a particular story in the Bible that's in your mind. But for each of us, these 40 days are part of our journey too. And as we follow Jesus on his journey, may it be that for each of us, Whatever our wilderness might be, however long we might be there, that we would be able to trust God in that time and to reflect the words of the psalmist in Psalm 25. Lord, to you I lift up my soul. In you I trust, O my God. Show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Guide me in your truth and teach me, for you are God, my Saviour, and my hope is in you all day long.